On Monday, December 28th, WFYI Productions produces another locally produced documentary. This one is called A Writer's Roots, Kurt Vonnegut's Indianapolis. And joining us live on the phone right now is the writer and producer, the Emmy Award-winning journalist himself, Kevin Finch. Welcome, Kevin.
Wow, thanks. Great introduction.
But what a great subject. I mean, Kurt Vonnegut, I would think with the Memorial Library here in town and the history of this man, you probably had a lot to sort through, which is probably both good and bad news.
Indeed. I think we conducted something like 18 interviews, friends, fellow authors, family members, that sort of thing, a wealth of material.
I also understand you were able to get some, there was an interview that WFYI did back in the 90s with Mr. Vonnegut?
That's right. Michael Atwood did that on Across Indiana back in 1991. Great interview, and the station wisely held on to every bit of it, and so we were able to work some of that into the program as well.
Did you, your time and experience here in Indianapolis in the news business, did you ever have any interaction with Mr. Vonnegut?
Not directly. John Kroll, who's one of the people we interviewed, was kind enough to take my brand new copy of A Man Without a Country, and Kurt not only signed it, he did his self-caricature and the whole thing, my name on it. So that is truly a prized possession.
After you saw the interview that WFYI did that have any influence as to the direction that you were already going with this documentary?
No, it just helped put some meat on the bone for where we were already going. And that's really a couple of different things. One is that Kurt has deep roots in the city of Indianapolis, generations and generations. There are still Vonneguts living here. And the second part, though, is that he had this on-again, off-again relationship with the city, very proud of it, bragged about his great school system, loved his extended family, that sort of thing. But on the other hand, a little frustrated as a writer that he wasn't getting a lot of recognition here where he was everywhere else around the world in the early days. And also there was a little bit of tug of war about, the language in his books and things like that. So in one sense, I guess that's probably typical of a lot of writers and their hometowns.
Would his career have been different if he was born and raised in Indianapolis right now in this time period?
Well, that's a great question. And one of the people we talked to was John Green, who was born here, moved away, his family moved away, and then he came back here and he's writing from here. So he's doing quite well, thank you very much, in his genre of fiction while being based in Indianapolis. So I don't know. Dan Wakefield, who's 10 years younger than Kurt, he's around and has been writing for a long time. So there's something about going away, and that most great writers leave their hometown to get a different perspective and then may or may not come back later.
Was there anything that you discovered during the course of putting this documentary together that was just a truly aha moment for you?
Yeah, well, I don't know about aha. Definitely a surprise moment for me was the great family connection to Lake Maxinkuckee up in northern Indiana, Marshall County, along where Culver Military and Culver Academies are. I didn't realize that the Vonneguts had such a big presence there, five cottages, and I didn't realize that it was such a hangout for Indiana writers and artists. Cole Porter, James Whitcomb Riley, Booth Tarkington, and others. That was the cool place to summer for people like that. And so that was an interesting discovery for me.
I also understand that there's going to be just some beautiful, spectacular visuals in this, too. Jim Hall was your editor. You found some great footage and photos as well.
Oh, he's done a great job. He had a lot of help from Andy Townsend and Bob Williams and other folks. And, of course, Julia Whitehead at the Vonnegut Library and some of her folks to round up all kinds of different images. And then Jim Hall, who's a two-time Peabody Award winner, was able to put that all together and make it sing.
Well, we look forward to seeing it. It's Monday night, December 28th at 9 o'clock right here on WFYI TV1. Nice to talk with you, Kevin. Have a happy holidays, and we'll see you back in Indy soon.
Thanks, Jill.